Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. No matter how far we've fallen, there's help and hope if we come to God in honest repentance, seeking His forgiveness and healing. Many who've been in deep moral sin now have this hope. Today, the testimony of one man who found that God's grace was enough. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, we continue a series on Guard Your Heart, Sexual Purity in a Media Culture. Erwin Lutzer comes now to conclude what grace teaches us.
Christ gave himself for the church that he might cleanse her, so that he might present the church to himself in all of her splendor. Does the church today appear in all of her splendor? Without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. A holy church. And if you love Jesus, you say, therefore, I want to be holy for him. And that's the biggest motivation. In order to help us understand this, I'd like to read a story. This is taken from the book Out of a Far Country by Christopher Yuan and his mother. They wrote it together. Now, get the picture about Christopher. Christopher was deeply into homosexuality, but he was also a drug dealer, so he got busted for drugs. After being busted for drugs, he discovered that he was HIV positive. The impact on his family was huge. His mother, at least at that point, had come to saving faith in Jesus Christ, and she continued to pray for him, which is such an important part of this remarkable story. And while he is in prison, after accepting all the arguments, you know, you can't change, don't try to change me, I've got my own lifestyle. He says, I was in a survival mode, this is when he was in prison, as I paced along the perimeter of the cell block, steering clear of any interaction with other men. I turned back toward my cell when I passed a garbage can overflowing with trash. I realized that my life was just like that trash. I had grown up in an upper middle class suburb of Chicago. My dad had two doctorates. I'd been on my way to becoming a doctor myself. Now I found myself among common criminals. Trash. Not even my friends wanted me. They wouldn't even accept a collect call. I was nothing but a reject, a throwaway. And then he said, he looked at this barrel of trash and noticed at the top of the trash there was something that caught his eye. I bent over and picked up a Gideon New Testament. It was brand new and not even opened. I carried it back to my cell and thought, well, I've got time on my hands. I might as well have something to do. As I sat on the metal bunk's cold mattress, I opened the small book to the Gospel of Mark. Well, as you guessed, Christopher came to saving faith in Christ. But now I want us to understand how he saw something that I believe you and I have missed. In all of our struggles, in all of our identity issues, listen carefully. He says, as I continued to read the Bible, I realized that my identity shouldn't be defined by my sexuality. Paul says in Acts 17, for in him we live and move and have our being. Christ should be everything, my all in all. My sexual orientation didn't have to be the core of who I was. My primary identity didn't have to be defined by my feelings or sexual attraction. My identity was not gay or homosexual or even heterosexual, for that matter. But my identity as a child of the living God must be in Jesus alone. God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. I always thought that the opposite of homosexuality was heterosexuality. But actually, the opposite of homosexuality is holiness. God never said, be heterosexual, for I am heterosexual. But he did say, be holy, for I am holy. For the longest time, I could never see myself becoming straight. It was a burden because I felt I had to somehow become straight to please God. When I realized that heterosexuality should not be my goal, it was so freeing. The thing was that if I became straight, I would still deal with lust. Therefore, I knew that I shouldn't focus on homosexuality or even heterosexuality, but on the one thing that God calls everyone to, namely holy sexuality. Holy sexuality is not focused on orientation change, becoming straight, but on obedience. And I realized that obedience means no matter what my situation, no matter what my feeling, gay or straight, I must obey and be faithful to God. He talks about holy sexuality as belonging in marriage, but then he continues, the second scenario of holy sexuality is singleness. Single people must devote themselves to complete faithfulness to the Lord through celibacy. This is clearly taught throughout the scripture, and abstinence is not something unfair or unreasonable for God to ask of his people. Singleness is not a curse. Singleness is not a burden. As heirs of the new covenant, we know that the emphasis is not on procreation, but regeneration. Then he says that in some instances, singleness may not be permanent, but it may be. Holy sexuality doesn't mean that I no longer have any sexual feelings or attraction, nor is it the obliteration of my sexuality either. God created us as sexual beings, etc. So the question is, if I continue to have these feelings I neither asked for nor choose, will I still be willing to follow Christ no matter what? Is my obedience to Christ dependent on whether he answers my prayers my way? And now, catch this. God's faithfulness is proved not by the elimination of hardship, but by carrying us through hardships. Change is not the absence of struggles. Change is the freedom to choose holiness in the midst of my struggles. I realized that the ultimate issue had to be that I yearn for God in total surrender and complete obedience. Sexual orientation isn't really the issue. It is whether or not you're willing to be holy, he writes. What an interesting and profound insight. I think that the text here would agree. It's not, how can I overcome my addiction? I'm going to overcome my addiction. Oh, the question is, how do I allow Jesus to purify me so that I will be an honor to him as a member of his family and his own possession? That's really the issue. And when that becomes dominant, your relationship with God now takes precedence even over all of the different ways that we have to try to solve our problems. By the way, this book is entitled Out of a Far Country. And in the interest of full disclosure, I should tell you that Christopher is a graduate of Moody Bible Institute. He's a graduate of Wheaton College, and he teaches part-time at the Moody Bible Institute. Don't ever undersell the grace of God. Which leads me to my assignment for you. You ready? For every hour of media this week, you give an hour to reading the Bible, preferably the book of Psalms, but it can be some other book, giving praise to God and developing your relationship with Jesus Christ and seeking the purity that he wants. Is that fair enough? You say, well, we can't do that. You know, if you watch a movie for an hour and a half and then have to read the Bible for an hour and a half... Oh, life is so tough, isn't it? My friend, look into my eyes if you can. If the Christian life, living wholeheartedly for Jesus, if it were easy, everybody would do it. But not everybody does it because it is hard. What if Jesus, when he was going to the cross, when that cross was laid on him, what about Jesus if he had said, you know, this is really unfair, this is hard. And it's unfair. I'm being crucified for something I didn't do, and furthermore, I'm being crucified, but look at all the people out there. They're not being crucified. Why should I accept this unfairness? Well, thank God he accepted that unfairness, because it is through that act of redemption that you and I are redeemed today. Give him praise, would you? So the first thing is to balance all the time that you give to media, to reading the Word, and don't complain to me about it being too difficult. I don't want to hear that. Secondly, write out a one-page description of what a holy life would look like in your situation. All the issues that you'd have to deal with as you allow Jesus to purify you. All of the lies that might have to be uncovered, and we will talk about that in a future message. Because at the end of the day, it isn't about us, it is about Jesus purifying us for his glory. He is preparing us for another world. That's the whole point. And as we respond to him, he's there to help us every single step of the way. Let's bow together in prayer. Father, your grace is so undeserved. And we confess to you today that we are so absorbed with the issues of the media, many with the impurity that the media offers. Today, Father, come to deliver us. Help us to remember that the real issue is all about you and not about us. And for those who have never responded to God's grace, we ask that they shall do that, even as we sing together of the undeserved, matchless grace of God. Speak to us, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. This is Pastor Lutzer. As I was preparing this series of messages, I began to realize how desperately I needed these messages. Every one of us needs to be reminded of God's call to holiness, the price that has to be paid on our part also, to be committed, to be disciplined, and to deal with these issues that we face in today's culture. Could there possibly be any series of messages as critical as this? Guard your heart, sexual purity in a media culture. In a moment, you'll be given information as to how these messages can be yours. God bless you. I'll see you next time.
Erwin Lutzer, wrapping up What Grace Teaches Us, another message in a series on Guard Your Heart, Sexual Purity in a Media Culture. On our next Running to Win, the tough choice we all face regarding a technology we can't live without. Join us for guidance from 2 Corinthians chapter 6. This 6-part series will be sent on CD as our thank you for a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to us at Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.